and sit down.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back once again to Vicious Rants. And of course, I am your host, Mr. Main Event himself, the often imitated, never duplicated Superstar Tim Vicious. And going over the Go Home Raw this week before WrestleMania was in Brooklyn, New York. And good God Almighty, I really like this one. Now, before we do, just like always, we're going to switch gears and talk about last week via the SmackDown Rewind and the big highlights from last week's SmackDown. Well, the show started out with Randy Orton and Kevin Owens going against in a tag match against, yes boys, the two most tastiest snacks on SmackDown. Pretty deadly, and I thought it was a good match. It came to an end when Logan Paul, he crawled out from under the wing. Under the wing. Easy for me to say. Under the ring. Wound up throwing out a cheap shot to Owens. Pretty deadly. Wound up capitalizing. Got the win. After the match, Randy looked at Owens like, dude, what the hell, man? What's going on? Owens explains to him, Logan Paul. It was Logan Paul. He sucker punched me. He's hiding underneath the ring. Randy just has this look on him like, he is he? So he guts out of the ring, goes over to where the apron is, lifts it, and then Logan Paul's got this look on his face like he got his caught with his hand in the cookie jar like, uh-oh. Randy drags him in, and just as Owens and Randy are about to go and beat the piss out of him, pretty deadly saves Logan Paul. So, storyline-wise, that makes sense because they're saving that ass whooping for WrestleMania. So, yeah. Next up, we had a qualifier tag match for the tag team ladder match at WrestleMania. It was Austin Theory and Grayson Waller against the Street Profits. And this was a nice match. I really liked it. I'm a big tag team guy. And I thought that was a good match. Profits, they looked good. And just wouldn't you know, just as they were about to get the win, up on the Titantron, out we see Karrion Kross destroying their locker room, beating the living hell out of Bobby Lashley. That throws them off. Long enough for Grayson and Waller to get the win, and yeah, but it was also made official. We are going to have Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits fighting the final testament, Karrion Kross and the AOP in a Philadelphia street fight at WrestleMania. So, way to go, cool on that. Now, we also had a segment where Legado wound up coming out, addressing the match with Santos and Rey. Santos wound up gloating over on how he won, and then said, I couldn't have done it without mi familia, and as well as my boy, Dominic Mysterio. Dom comes out, gloats over on how he wound up costing his deadbeat dad the finish. This, that, and the other. Then the LWO comes out. Rey then issues a challenge saying, how about this? WrestleMania tag match. You and you, referring to Santos and Dominic, in a tag match against me? Okay. Who's going to be stupid enough to want to tag with you? The newest member of the LWO, Dragon Lee. So, Dragon Lee is now officially part of the LWO, so cool on that. And I gotta tell you, Dragon Lee has probably got one of the best rookie years for being in the WWE as far as being a luchador goes, because the dude went from starting in NXT, becoming a North American champion, to getting onto SmackDown almost immediately, to now being put in a WrestleMania match with a Hall of Famer and getting being part of a stable that is getting moderate to very large quantity of TV time. I don't know about you guys, but I call that an unqualified success. Just keep pushing your if I was Dragon Lee, I'd just keep pushing my personal goalpost back a few inches farther each time to want to just keep me moving forward. That way I don't get too comfortable with the paychecks and all and then get stagnant. But either way, moving on. After that, there was a bit of a schmoz and a brouhaha. Then we had the final match to see who's going into the tag team ladder match at WrestleMania. It was It was Legado going against the New Catch Republic, and this was a decent match. You know, in all honesty, the matches. I keep saying it was a decent match. There really haven't been any non-decent matches since Triple H kind of took the helm of, you know? So, honestly, he's been batting 1,000. And I got to say this right now, in Triple H we trust. I really think that at this point. But New Catch Republic wound up getting the win, but one thing I do want to note, and I caught this watching Monday Night Raw tonight. They said specifically, Cole said specifically, the match ends when the titles for both brands are taken off. So, what that tells me, and I'm just no different than anyone else. I'm not in creative. I don't know the plans going on or nothing. I'm just reading off of what I hear and what I see. What that tells me is that you can have one team, like, we'll say, Theory and Waller, take the SmackDown titles. And then you can have the New Catch Republic take the Raw titles. And then have the titles separated again. Which, don't get me wrong, having the titles unified for as long as they were, it was cool. But, you know, it comes to a point where we've seen all we could see with it. So yeah, it's time to split them. So now we come to the final match of Raw, or not Raw, of SmackDown. It was Bianca Belair going against Dakota Kai, and whoo doggy, this did not disappoint one bit. Really good match. Bianca wound up getting the win. Afterwards though, there was a post-match beatdown. And oh, if only somebody could come and save Bianca. Lo and behold, Naomi comes out, starts to help even things up. But wouldn't you know it, 3-2, that's such uneven odds. If only there was one more person that could help them out. Insert SmackDown's newest signing, Jade Cargill, who did officially sign earlier in the night. Didn't bring that up until now. For that, she wrecked house. They cleared out. She wrecked house, cleared the ring, and you saw all three girls standing tall right behind, right in front of the WrestleMania sign. And then it was announced later that it's official. To quote Adam Pearce, it is official. Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill against Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Dakota Kai at WrestleMania in a three-woman tag match. So, I'm all for it. So, yeah. I thought that was a good SmackDown. So, with that said, let's get into this week's show. Raw in Brooklyn. It starts with The Rock. First things first, Rock comes out, addresses the crowd. Brooklyn, you are here in part of history because this is the largest crowd in Monday Night Raw history. Really cool to hear that. And then he goes over and gloats on how he beat Cody senseless. He beat him. He bloodied him. He smeared the blood all over the belt like he said he would. Only thing left is to give that belt to Mama Rhodes and all that jazz. And then out comes Roman. Roman then gloats over on how, listen, Brock, you're my cuz. I gotta thank you. Because you are giving me the easiest WrestleMania match in my career. Because when we beat Cody and Seth on night one, it's going to be Bloodline Rules. It's going to be anything goes. It's going to be a walk in the park for me. And yeah, just kept going on, gloating about that, feeling all sorts of good. Now, it was said earlier in the it was said at the top of the show, Cody wasn't medically cleared to be there that night. So, instead of Cody coming out to confront Rock and Roman, as well as the rest of the Bloodline who was with Roman during this time, out comes Seth Elizabeth Rollins, because his middle name is not freaking damn it. Seth comes out through the crowd, and honestly, my biggest takeaway of that moment with Seth was a dude literally had a phone inches, and I mean inches, away from his face. And the whole time, Seth completely ignoring it. No selling that, John. Like, it's not even there. Just keep on going about his business like he's supposed to, like a good soldier. And all I could think is, damn, that is dedication to the freaking character. That is freaking dedication. But yeah, Seth then goes on, starts trash talking, throwing out, you know, hey, how about this? Rock, you and me tonight. You ain't got the sack. Roman, how about you? You and me tonight, huh? Hell, nah, you ain't got it either. You ain't got them underneath anyway to do that. So how about this? I'll take on anyone in the Bloodline tonight. Give me anyone. Solo then steps up. Seth, I'ma beat your ass. And then The Rock winds up saying, it's gonna be under Bloodline rules. So, we're gonna get Solo versus Seth later on. But before we do that, we gotta get into our first match of the night. Excuse me. The New Day and DIY going against the Judgment Day. And this was good. Johnny Gargano, he was the punching bag at the start with Tommaso Ciampa, cleaning up house, being a cardio kid in that sense. And man, I gotta tell you, there was a scary moment during this match when Johnny, he ran through the ropes, he did a tope, and it looked like he almost banged his neck on the announce table. Like, you could see it right away. And I wasn't the only one that saw it. Fellow member of the Main Event Network, Too Sweet Kyle, on my timeline saw it and was like, oh my God! Oh my God, I hope Johnny's okay. We were both like, whoa, is Johnny all right? Did somebody tell me something on that? Show me a thumbs up, whatever, something, anything. Eventually, we saw Johnny later in the match, so he's good. Hopefully what they're going to say this the right way. I hope they look over Johnny and give him a once-over exam just to make sure that he's okay, because you don't want anything lingering like that down the road. But either way, it was a good match with a whole lot of back. There was a lot of back and forth. It wasn't like one team was dominating over the other for dictating the pace and the flow on it. It was really good. I liked it. Match came to an end with Damian Priest wound up hitting the razor's edge on Tommaso Ciampa. He got the 1-2-3. So yeah, I dug it. Next up, we had Sami Zayn versus Bronson Reed. And I gotta tell you, before they did this, they showed a training vignette of Chad Gable. Like I brought up last week with Gable talking to Zayn like, hey, come with me, let's talk. To coach him, to get him ready for his match with Gunther coming up. And then they show Sammy doing all this training stuff. You know, cardio, ring work, bouncing around like crazy. Working to the point of exhaustion and then being made to go and work even harder at that point. And honest to God, maybe I know for a fact I'm not the only one that saw it, but man, the Philly kid in me saw it right away when it started going like, son of a bitch, you're taking out a Rocky. You're taking out a Rocky. Where Chad Gable is being his Mick, and he's confronting Rocky. Sammy, get up, you bum. You know, pushing him, making him go for it. What are you afraid of, huh? I'm afraid I might lose. I'm afraid you might be right. I'm afraid everyone might be right. I might not have it. And then that gives Sammy that extra push, that extra edge that you know that he just needed to go and train harder, move faster, work smarter to go and put on, to go and fight. And now we see all of that. Really good shot with between Sammy and Reed. Really good action with Sammy, him looking hungry. He's looking title hungry. Not just like, oh wow, hey, I got a title shot, cool. No, he looks title hungry. And man, it was good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, it had a schmoz finish. They never officially said who won or lost. Because at one point, just as Sammy was picking up momentum, looking like he was about to get a win, Gunther comes out dragging Chad Gable out. And then Sammy, he runs out the ring, goes up this check on him. Next thing you know, Gunther, boom, beats the living piss out of him, rips his shirt. He didn't rip his shirt. I'm sorry, I was thinking something else. And then he just goes, chops him, slaps the soul right out of his body, beats the living tar out of him. And then what do you see? You see Sammy just kick a leg up again. Kicking a leg up and moving a body. He's fighting to get back on his feet, and Gunther sees this like, is he really trying to get back up? I just beat the hell out of him, and he has the temerity and the audacity to get up? No! So then he proceeds to do it some more. Slams the title in his face, makes him eat that gold. And then, yeah. So, yeah. Honestly, I'm thinking Sammy's walking out with gold. And if he beats Gunther that night, you know, that's it for him. Sammy is a made man after that. So next up, we got women's tag action. We got Ivy Nile and Maxine Dupree going against Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae. Candice, very much so, being all sorts of a mean girl, kind of chicken shit heel, where it's, whoa, backing up, trying to avoid action, but not afraid to go and get her licks in or put in a fight, letting Indy do some work. It was decent. I mean, for as far as Ivy and Maxine's team, Ivy, at least to me, it felt like Ivy carried most of that match. And I'm not saying that disparagingly, because I understand Maxine's still learning, and I'm not going to give her shit on it, because she's in a difficult spot. She's got to learn while she's still on TV. So it's not like, unfortunately, she could do 8-hour classes a day at the Performance Center Monday to Friday, and then, oh hey, go out and then travel on the weekend. Unfortunately, she don't have that luxury. But match came to an end when Maxine got tagged in. She wound up doing a drop kick onto Indy, who was arguing with Candice, and then Candice gets knocked off the apron from it, and then Maxine winds up doing a roll-up onto Indy over it. And then it's... excuse me. It's the change of weather, folks. That's why I'm getting that dry cough. But after that, Candice is all sorts of mad and chastising Indy. You lost. You got us a loss. against Maxine Dupree of all people. Come on! What is wrong with you? All this, that, and the other. Next up, we got Ricochet going against Ivar with Nova Hala. And Ivar, he's leading, man, playing the power game. Just Ivar and Ricochet, them two go together like peanut butter and chocolate. They just mash up so beautifully. Ricochet, he starts picking up the pace post-commercial break. And he winds up getting the win. And on how he does, he's whipped into the corner. Ivar, he's running at him full, all 330-something pounds of him. Goes for a diving splash. Ricochet catches him. He catches him, walks out of the corner, gives him a slam, then goes up, and then does a 630. So, yeah, Ricochet is a great example of, you can be a high flyer, but also, don't be afraid to play the power game. Next up, we got three women tag action. We got Kairi Sane, Asuka, and Dakota Kai going against Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark, and Tegan Nox. Shayna and Zoe's team, they were leading the pace right up into the commercial break. And post-break, there was good action, but there was good, solid action, but man, maybe it was just me, but the crowd seemed dead. It was kind of like the Performance Center era where it was like dead and nothing. But it was like, whoa. Huh? Huh? The hell? Yeah, it was weird because I don't understand why they got quiet, because I was all good top level talent in there working. And not only that, personally, I am looking forward to Monday when they go over on how Shayna Baszler is competing in Josh Barnett's Bloodsport against Masha Slamovich. So you got a WWE women's wrestler fighting a TNA women's wrestler in a GCW at a GCW show. Folks, this is just like when I was a kid all over again. You got a WWF guy, Taz, fighting a WCW guy, Mike Awesome Judas, in an ECW ring. Yeah, this is what it feels like to me. So, next up we got, so now we come to main event of the night. Seth Rollins, Solo Sikoa, Bloodline rules, and good God Almighty, there was full-on mayhem at the start, but going full throttle, Seth leading the pace, and just a lot of mayhem. It was very much so what you would expect for a no DQ match, car crash mayhem. At one point, Seth was over in the timekeeper's corner, just throwing chair after chair after chair after chair at Solo. And then Pat McAfee at one point saying, "Is that Ken Shamrock? No, that's Solo Sikoa." Referencing when Shamrock wound up having that really, really nasty chair shot to the head. He had Rock give him. If you don't know what that shot, look it up and then just, ooh, yeah. All in all, I thought this was great. Seth, he looked like he was about to have it finished up and clinch it. Wouldn't you know it, though? Damn it. Jimmy Uso comes out, goes and throws a wrench into his plans. But Seth Rollins, you know Seth, he always has a plan B. Well, maybe not always. I mean, he is a dad after all. Bad joke, I'm sorry. But either way. Wouldn't you know it, out comes Jey Uso to take out his brother. And then we get The Rock. The Rock comes out. And then we get Cody showing up out of nowhere. Cody comes down And once Cody's music hits rock, he just snaps like, wait, what? You motherfucker, you showed up? How dare you? Cody comes down, them two start going at it, and then wouldn't you know it, Rock is saved by Roman. And then, yeah, and then just full on mayhem again to the point where Rock winds up taking out a American Nightmare weightlifting belt and then starts beating the hell out of Cody and Seth with it and whips them. Like, just straight up, like, wham! Like you'd have thought he was a drunk stepdad taking his anger out on his kid. Taking the anger out on the kid. Like, yeah. Just like, whoof! Good God almighty, that was mean and nasty. But all in all, this was a hell of a go-home show for WrestleMania. I absolutely loved it. So, folks, that is it for this week's show. If you're watching this on YouTube, like the video, subscribe to the channel, go back, watch some of the other episodes. If you're listening to this on Spotify, share the video. Please follow the page. Leave us a 5-star review. Help. Either way, give me feedback and criticism on anything that you liked or did not like. I am always open to criticism, good and bad. I cannot improve without you people telling me what you would like to see. Make sure you also check out Vicious Chats. The debut episode did drop. I had a really great sit-down conversation with a good old buddy of mine, Bengus, talking about his new program he's working on. New episode is coming soon as well on April 10th. Keep your ears open then. And with that said, folks, like I always tell you, thank you to LFC, contributor to the show. Make sure you check them out. They're a little bit of wrestling, a little bit of MMA, and a whole lot of attractive women wearing a little bit of nothing. Also, check out onemaneuver.net for some vicious rants apparel. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see I'm gladly and proudly flaunting a Vicious Rants tank. We also have t-shirts, long sleeves, women's tees, and toddler tees and baby onesies. And folks, don't forget to follow these cool-ass cats right here on the Twitter. DSB_IV, main event _ net, the main event wrestling network account. Sergeant Curry Pants, 3 Count Thursday, D Dryer, 1986. And well, folks, like I always tell you, you love me great, you hate me.
Shut up and sit down.
Fuck you.